And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she's with us now speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Good morning, Santa Fe. The snow is over. The sun is out. What a perfect day.
The sky is blue. The sun is warm as a baked potato.
A baked potato. We could talk about
that. Do you know what that's a line from?
No.
Cannibal the Musical. The first film by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, creators of South Park, Team America, and the Book of Mormon. Just saying.
South Park is one of those systems that has transformed animation and television.
You know, and the minds of millions.
And the minds of millions, yes, indeed. The Simpsons and South Park are a phenomenon.
In that order, the second one being the current one.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the arts, because there's a lot going on in Santa Fe this week.
Yeah.
Tonight, we have the opening of an exhibition that's a mobile exhibition. And if you folks haven't noticed that fabulous stainless steel truck, it doesn't deliver pizza. It doesn't deliver bread. It doesn't deliver milk.
It delivers
so much more. Yes, Axel Contemporary is the brainstorm of Jerry Wellman and Matthew Chase Daniels, and it's going to be at Site Santa Fe tonight. It's what it is this time is, and it's ever changing, is a show called E Pluribus Unum, or Unum. I'm never exactly sure how you're supposed to pronounce that.
I think it's Unum.
Okay, well, we'll go with that, because you're really smart.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
I know Latin.
You know Latin.
I wish I knew Latin.
Well, then you could go to Latin America and talk to them.
Yeah, I could talk Latin. Who was it? There wasn't some politician actually say...
Yes, yes.
Was it Danforth Quayle?
It was Quayle.
Or is that apocryphal?
No. He actually did say when he was down in Latin America...
That he needed to learn Latin.
He was sorry he hadn't learned Latin.
No.
And in some ways he's right, because Spanish... obviously derives from Latin, but I don't think he knew that. Anyway, what this project is, which is fabulous, is it's a mobile photo booth. And Matthew and Jerry have decided, and they're part of Site Santa Fe. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Site Santa Fe show. They've decided that they want to do a photo sort of collection, photographs of ordinary people, of everybody in Santa Fe. And you can come with some object that is important to you. I think you could probably even bring in your cat or your kid. But the idea is to record the population of Santa Fe. And they're going to do a major publication, which I think is being done with Radius Books, another phenomenal organization here in town. So if you want to go and have your photo.
What about your dachshund?
Well, you have to take the dachshund and ask them if that's okay, because I'm not exactly sure what their rules are, but Jerry and Matthew don't tend to stick to rules too much. So let's talk a little bit about Site's show. The show is a phenomenon, and it's called Time Lapse, and it really does stem from the practice of artists, which has been ongoing, to daily record some aspect of the world or their lives. Photographers often do a daily photograph. Some artists record what they eat for breakfast. Some artists record their child first thing in the morning. And what Irene Hoffman and Janet Dee, the director and the chief curator, have done is they've created an ever-changing exhibition at Site Santa Fe that's really quite wonderful.
If you go on any day, you're not going to see what you saw the previous week.
Well, you may see what you saw the previous week, but it'll be bigger. It'll be changed. It'll be different. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what they are.
That's one sneaky, tricky way of getting people to come back, isn't it?
And it's a marvelous concept.
It's a great
of
idea.
Wanting to have people come back to Site Santa Fe over and over and over again. And, of course, one of the issues that's going to be raised is every time you go back, you got to pay. However, if I'm not mistaken, I think Sunday mornings are free. So check that out, and you can go in every Sunday to check out what's happening. So it's installations by Raphael Lozano Hemmer, Mary Temple, Byron Kim, and Eve Sussman with a group called Rufus Corporation, who are her sort of support team. And the show basically is about the fact that exhibits don't have to be fixed. They can be dynamic, they can be changing. And some of these pieces, which we're going to talk about, involve audience participation as well as the artist.
Excellent.
So that's kind of fabulous. The whole idea behind it is related to Seth Siegelaub's project, which was a catalog project. It was not really meant to be an exhibition and an interactive project. It was called March 1969, and there's going to be an amazing conversation between Lucy Lippard, who is the smartest art person and thinker in Santa Fe, talking with Siegelaub, but that's later in the month, so you can check that one out. The exhibitions that I want to talk about briefly are, Mary Temple has a piece called Currency, and it's daily drawings. They're portraits that she does in India ink and some other materials on paper that are taken from internet images of political activities and events.
Yeah, I saw it, and it's basically, it goes up to date. It's a like calendar diary with portraits of people from the news. And it's very beautiful.
It's very beautiful, and it's a daily practice that Mary Temple has been involved in for years. This is not something that she started for this exhibition. The exhibition actually picks up somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, in November 11, so they have enough room to have all of the images up. And moving from daily drawings, Byron Kim, who's an amazing painter, who did this phenomenal project called Synodoche, which he began in the early 90s and still works on.
Synecdoche?
Exactly, like Schenectady. No, Synodoche, which is, it's a painting, a series of paintings about skin color. And it's just beautiful and subtle and brilliant. But what he's done here is he's involving his Sunday painting project. Every Sunday he does a painting of the sky, wherever he is. And again, it ends up being a sort of discourse on tones and colors of blue and sky colors. And then he overlays it with a diary entry that makes that Sunday painting not just of the place that he finds himself in, but the his feelings and what's going on in his life. And then every Sunday he FedExes it to site. And whereas Mary Temple's are scanned and digital images of her drawings, Byron's paintings are actually there. And he sends them in, and they are received on Monday, so they're ready to be installed on Tuesday morning. Digital Digits is a recording piece by Rafael Lozano Hemmer. And there are two different kinds of rooms, one of them which is kind of marvelous. One is a darkened room where you can get up on the podium and you can do a little performance, only when you open your mouth and start to perform, the person who was there before you is what is projected. So it's this sort of fabulous cycle.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
That's Site Santa Fe. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And I have to just say, as I always say, that this week's featured cat from Felines and Friends is from the sublime to the ridiculous is Carmen, who is a social and talkative kitty girl who likes to be held and likes to play with other kittens, and she's feisty and independent, and she has a short tortoiseshell coat with unique markings. And if you would like to adopt her, call 316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also go to fnfnm.org.
New Mexico Institutions, the New Mexico Museum of Art, is opening an exhibition called Treasures Seldom Seen. It's curated by Joe Troggett, and it's a phenomenal exploration of works of landscape that have been in the collection for many, many years, are rarely ever exhibited, and it includes John Sloan and George Bellows, as well as the major Santa Fe artists of history. The George O'Keefe has works and a rather wonderful exhibition of Jean Quixote Smith, definitely worth seeing, and the New Mexico History Museum has its centennial project up that is a series of lectures that will be on Friday as well as Sunday.
And as we talked about in the past, they're doing a centennial letters project.
Yes.
So if you want to write a letter about what your life is like in 2012,
New Mexico.
And they said they've already gotten a lot about people who say we really like the beautiful blue sky, so you don't have to put that in because they already have
that
covered.
And you don't have to talk about the fact that it's sunny most days.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the specifics of your life that make this part of the world extra special.
And you can send it to the Centennial Letters Project, and then in 2112,
exactly,
people will read them, which I love. Sunday, March 4th. From 2 to 3, the High Desert Poets will have a reading at Opsit Bookstore, which is at 930 C Baca Street near Counterculture Cafe. And it's four poets, and you might just enjoy that reading. And I love that there's a bookstore over in that plaza. That's a nice little plaza.
Yeah, yeah. There is so much live music in Santa Fe this week that it is unbelievable. All of the general sites, Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, Pranzo, El Farol, Hotel Santa Fe, Cowgirl, all of them have amazing live music being performed. Get to as many as you can. Don't drink too much, because you got to be able to get from place
Don't
to place.
Don't drink and drive.
Exactly.
And also, salseros, go to the Lodge tonight, because there's always salsa on Friday nights at the Lodge. And Tony James is back. Tony James is an amazing music and salsa dancing promoter. And he was very sick and almost died last year. And he just came back like the phoenix from the ashes. And
there you go. He's got important work to do.
All the energy in the world and is doing a very good job with these salsa nights.
Saturday night, classical music, Apollo's Fire. It's called Mediterranean Nights, Sultry Songs and Passionate Dances from Italy and Spain. It's a Baroque orchestral performance that is an early music ensemble that's based in Cleveland. That's going to be an absolutely extraordinary evening at the Lansic. That's Saturday night. And in concert also on Saturday night are Los Lonely Boys.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. It's a great space, amazing music. It's going to be at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And I have to say that Sunday, the performance was also highlighted by Rob DeWalt, who we miss. And
we send
hugs and kisses out to.
Yes.
And I can't wait until he comes back and takes me over.
There's, by the way, our KSFR Fun Drive is next week, so get ready. I've got some really interesting programs lined up. Bob Edwards is going to be here next weekend. The great journalist. The man from the box. I read that autobiography or memoir that he wrote about his life in radio, and we're going to be talking about that with him on Monday morning. And we also have a drawing for an iPad, and the drawing is today, I believe. It says my announcement here says Friday, so it must be today after the 1 o'clock news. So if you want to donate before the fun drive, call 428-1527, or you can donate online.
Fabulous. Okay, moving on. Sunday, there is phenomenal stuff going on in concert. And just remember to all these exhibitions that we've talked about at the History Museum and at Site Santa Fe and at the O'Keeffe are open all the time. You can always go. You don't have to just go on an opening night. There's in concert at 4 p.m. at Vanessi's is going to be a performance of John Rangel Duo and vocalist Patti Stevens and David Jeunesse, which should be sort of marvelous American popular song. The Santa Fe Community Orchestra is performing. They're all at 4 o'clock, which is kind of odd on Sunday, at the Lansic, which should be wonderful. It's good to go and support the Santa Fe Community Orchestra. They're all volunteers.
I like 4 o'clock.
I do, too,
on
but there
Sunday.
Are too many things to do at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And the third is Spotlight on Jazz. Alto saxophonist Dave Anderson, trumpeter Jan McDonald, and pianist Bert Dalton. Percussionist Cal Haynes and bassist Richard Snyder are going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living. Should be a really great concert. So you've got lots and lots to talk about. The other thing that's going on Sunday at 11 a.m., if you want to get up a little earlier, David Bacon is going to continue his ongoing conversation about water, who's in charge of water here in New Mexico, and he'll be talking to Jan Willem Jensens at Travel Bug. So
and they're both
fabulous. Awesome. They are just phenomenal.
And on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Ramona Ausubel presents her novel, No One Is Here Except All of Us. And that is supposed to be a fabulous novel. I think that Rhea Goodman talked about it with her on Living Juicy on Monday night. I did not get a chance to to have her on the show. I wish I had. But anyway, that's on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. And then on Tuesday, March 6th at 6 o'clock, believe it or not, New Mexico State Representative Bill O'Neill will read his poetry aloud with local author W.J. Mulligan. And that's at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And Mulligan is former medical director of the Navajo Nation Health Foundation. So that should be very interesting. And then on Wednesday, Santa Fe Salon Live featuring Alan Huttner and Kathy Walsh. And so that's their very first Santa Fe Salon Live event sponsored by Transitions Radio Magazine and KBAC. And weekly story time is March 7th and 8th at 10:45 in the morning. And those are children's stories.
Yes, it's every week. You could go to Collected Works and they read with the children. It's really, it's a wonderful space. The kids love it. Moving in a completely different direction, we always celebrate all the different kinds of holidays. Purim is up and coming, and Temple Beth Sholem is going to have a celebration of this holiday on Sunday at their temple, 2 p.m. Everyone is welcome. If you want to learn a little bit about Purim and Haman and the ancient history that underscores and supports the Bible stories, go for it.
I wrote a limerick that rhymed
about Purim.
Synecdoche with Schenectady. But I will spare the minds of our listeners and not recite it aloud.
Well, maybe if we have time at the end, I think that might be a nice way to close. A lot of restaurants around town are providing prefixed lunches and dinners, all kinds of culinary events at the local restaurants, and it's all week starting on Sunday. So go out and eat. Support your local restaurants. Let's give the businesses in Santa Fe a boost.
11 o'clock on Saturday, March 3rd, Tristan and Isolde from La Scala on the screen. The screen at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And for those opera fans, there's a lot of opera in Santa Fe on screen.
Oh, yes. And it's an amazing way to get up close enough that you could pop the blackheads on the face of the singer.
Not that you'd want to.
Well, you might not want to, but it's a real insight into how opera works in a way that you don't really always get when you're sitting in a large theater.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Thursday, March 8th at 7 o'clock, also at the screen, the New Mexico Women in Film present Women in Film and Television International Short Film Showcase celebrating International Women's Day. And that is often really, really good. I don't know if you saw them last year, but there were some short films that were
phenomenal,
really spectacular. So it's worth going. New Mexico Women in Film's website is, you can probably guess, nmwif.com. And the number for more information, 473-6494. But the main thing is Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at The Screen.
Absolutely. And they're going to have some people there. Janet Davidson, who's a really remarkable producer and director, is going to be there to talk with the audience about some of these. It's pretty wonderful. On Monday, we've got Saul Williams, who's a hip-hop artist, who's going to be in concert at the Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And on Monday morning, this is kind of wonderful, Emmy Whitehorse is a phenomenal, very, very talented local artist who's going to be talking about Jean Quictassie Smith in conjunction with Jean's exhibition at the O'Keeffe. And it's called Breakfast with O'Keeffe. So if you want to get up early on Monday morning, 8:30 to 9:30 at the museum, it includes a continental breakfast. It should be a really wonderful event. So you touched on Bill O'Neill, who I had here. There's something that the community ought to know about. The City of Santa Fe Arts Commission and Santa Fe Creative Tourism have sort of teamed up to do business development assistance for artists. And there's one, excuse me, on Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 at the Santa Fe Community Gallery. Check it out. See if they can lend a hand if you have a question.
And Anne Randolph, who is apparently a fantastic performance artist, is doing a one-woman show today and tomorrow, March 2nd and 3rd, at 7 o'clock at the Lodge in Santa Fe. You can get your tickets through the Lenzic at 988-1234 or ticketsantafe.org. Tanya Taylor wrote me about her and said that she is a not-to-be-missed performer. So
don't miss her.
If you like one-woman shows, check it out tonight or tomorrow at 7:30 at the Lodge.
Absolutely.
If you do it today, then you can just stay right there and go salsa dancing afterwards, just saying.
On Wednesday, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design Visual Arts Center is going to have an opening, which I think might be really interesting, Masks and Paintings by Rose Bilat. Also on Wednesday are some artist talks where artists discuss their work. It's an exhibition that's out at La Tienda in El Dorado, and the artists are going to be there talking about the work in Five Submerging at 6:30 on Wednesday. Also, Photo Eye has its first Wednesday salon. Photo Eye is a really remarkable photography gallery here in town, and several of the artists are going to be talking about their work at 6:30 p.m., another salon. Wednesday night, Fireside Chat, the Santa Fe Photographic Workshops, is going to be presenting work by Aileen Smithson, Denise Wolfe, Jennifer Spellman, Eddie Soloway, Alan Thornton, and it's a series of slideshow and conversations. Which is important. And Wednesday night at the Lensic is Los Lobos, one of my favorite musical groups who have been active since the 80s. They're like, they've got more durability and more energy than you can possibly imagine. And this is a group who took Mexican music global.
And they're doing a benefit for Wild Earth Guardians, who are doing a campaign to save the wolves, also known as Los Lobos.
Los Lobos.
I love that.
And the first, the recording that they released in 84 was, you know, the wild wolf lives. And it's about the power of the wolf. So it's a perfect combination. Go out, support Wild Earth Guardians.
That's my pick of the week. Hey, on Thursday, debut screening at the performance space at La Tienda in El Dorado of Real New Mexico, R-E-E-L, Real New Mexico Independent Film Series. They're doing a monthly screening of New Mexico's best independent films. And so this week it's Surreal Estate by Lori Lamero, Mr. Sky by Paul Marcus, a couple of others. I've seen some of these. They're actually very good.
They are all good.
There's a suggested donation. You can go to realnewmexico.com, R-E-E-L, once again, realnewmexico.com. You know what we haven't talked about is Tuesday is Election Day.
Oh, yes. Everybody in earshot, if you can
vote.
Hear my voice, voting is your responsibility as a citizen, and to gripe and moan about what goes wrong and what isn't good without exercising your vote is just not acceptable.
I interviewed all the candidates, and they're all online at santafe.radiocafe.org on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, so you can go and listen to the candidates from your district. You just click on I've got the audio all separate, so you can click on whatever ones you're in, figure out what district you're in. I got redistricted from District 3 into District 1, which I found out fairly recently.
Oh, boy.
So that's good to know. And I have to say, all the candidates are good.
Absolutely. It was stunning. I listened on both days, and I was knocked out by how knowledgeable and caring and connected and thorough.
And the reporter and the New Mexican are endorsing different people, so there's not even a consensus. I have to say, I hope that people will at least consider the young guy, Houston Johansson.
Houston Johansson.
Not that Patty isn't fabulous, because she is, but he has this knowledge about green energy, about basically all the kind of future technologies that might just save our butt, that is profound, and it's not just like, oh yeah, we should do those. It's like the guy knows how to do them.
Absolutely. And there's a bond issue that's up that people need to give serious consideration to, that will provide trails and parks and provide a little bit of money to do the things that the city needs to do.
And we're out of time.
Well,
Diane Karp is with the Santa Fe Art Institute. She's with us speaking of the arts. Robert Knott will be here next week speaking of the arts on the KSFR Fun Drive. Marilyn LeBlanc is engineering today. She's fabulous. Thanks to you. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great weekend. And vote.
And vote.
Vote on Tuesday.
Hasta la vista, baby.
So long, honey.